Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Previously on Blackout.
We're entering the third night of the blackout, and we're reaching out to you because our son, Hunter Itani, is missing.
We're leaving in an hour. Guys, the pilot's up.
If you're spying on me and my friends, I got a right to know what you heard, thief. No,
put the gun down, Dale.
Hold on a second.
You let that pilot go, we're all dead.
No.
Lincoln, no!
You want a Ruby Lincoln?
And Dale.
Oh, country's been so busy jerking itself off. And there's us coming.
Dale! He's not breathing.
How much did you give him?
You drugged us?
Instead of this, your day of reckoning.
Fuck you! Fuck you, Lincoln!
Is he dead?
Lincoln, we're just gonna leave him here?
What do you think he'd do if that was us on the ground?
Oh my god, Hunter.
You're here.
I'm so sorry.
Stop. Doesn't matter. To anyone who might hear this one day, keep your family safe. Trust no one. The world isn't what it used to be. The monster in the closet, the wolf in the woods. We try to tell ourselves it's all in our heads, that we should just act normal. But normal is pretty weird these days. Sometimes it feels like something is out to get us. Because it is.
Wow. Good shot, Iz.
Mom?
It's still breathing.
Stand back.
Q-Code presents Blackout. In association with Endeavor Audio.
So, Berlin, here we are, October 31st. 31 days since the lights went out, and for most of us, it has been the longest month of our lives. But, hey, it's Halloween.
Give me some of that duck meat. I'll give you a wool sweater.
What size?
One size fits most.
I wish I could tell you there's nothing out there to be afraid of. And that paranoia grows like mold and dies in the light.
Hey, that guy's a regular Ralph Waldo Emerson.
I want to know how he's keeping that station running,
huh?
I heard somebody
too.
Siphoned gas from the Bergeron's car.
So, no.
If you go out tonight, just be...
Wow, Izzy. Killed that yourself?
Yep, just this morning.
Let's see. Huh. Two flanks. Good cuts, but you could have dressed them cleaner. I'll give you 6 cans of peas.
Can I just get a bottle of maple syrup, a thing of instant coffee, and... Do you have any magazines left?
Used them for kindling weeks ago.
Okay, just the coffee and the syrup, then.
So, 4 solid pounds of venison for a bottle of liquid sugar and some caffeine. You drive a hard bargain, kid.
Oh, you making some flapjacks? You know my secret?
Things must be going pretty good over at the Itani house.
Not Meg.
Hey, Susan. Hey, Charlie.
I haven't seen your dad in a while.
Yeah, he's not getting out much these days.
It must be good to have your brother back.
Yeah, it is.
Still no sign of that ward boy, though, huh? Funny, all those kids coming back but him. What'd they say happened again?
Hunter just said they got real lost.
It's a shame. I hope he turns up.
Me too. Coming to the pumpkin patch tonight?
And leave the store unguarded? I don't think so.
It's just one night.
Can I help you?
We're out of food. I have cash. A lot of money.
Money's no good no more. You ought to know that.
Please. So we drove all the way from Boston. We haven't had anything in days. It's so much meat.
This isn't a charity. You got nothing to trade. You got nothing to eat.
Wait. Here.
Thank you so much.
Pretty bad deal there, Izzy. No, you got less to trade.
Just the syrup, then.
You keep feeding the stray dog, he's just gonna keep hanging around.
He wasn't an animal, Madeline. He was a person.
People are the ones you gotta worry about, Izzy. Soon you're gonna get that.
Bill, I'm locking up.
Why show up to work a month after the lights went out? When gasoline was more precious than gold and the city taps had been dry for weeks. Just the comfort of routine, I guess. I mean, knowing where to go every day. Of course, that meant other people knew where to find me.
Hey, Simon.
Rick. Jesus, you scared the shit out of me. Don't you have anything better to do than hang outside my station harassing me all the time?
What would I do, huh? I got no job, I got no kid. Well, how's Hunter, by the way?
Stay away from my son, Rick.
Sure wish your son stayed away from my son, Simon. Then maybe I'd know where the fuck he is.
Look, I don't know what happened to Lincoln. I genuinely hope he's okay, but you can't keep harassing
him. Harassing? Nah. You know, I used to have this one guy on my cell block, reminded me a lot of you.
Oh, that's great.
Real Mr. Rogers type at first. Wasn't scared of prison. Thought he was gonna do push-ups, write a book, meditate. He was screaming about mind control worms after a month. That's what you're starting to sound like, Simon. With your radio show supposed to be keeping us all together, only you're the one falling apart. All I want to know is, what's eating you up? Huh? Where's my fucking kid?
Get the fuck off me, Ray.
Yeah, I'll get the fuck off you. You'll know it when I start harassing, Simon.
The guy is a roided out lunatic.
I know. Want one of these?
Who would want to trick-or-treat with Randy and Todd and Rick fucking Ward roaming the streets?
Come on, take one.
Fine. Oh, oh! How can you eat that? It's terrible.
Yeah, well, the looters at the Fast Mart must have thought so, too. It's literally the only thing they left when they cleaned the place out last week.
Wait, you went all the way out to Fast Mart?
Look, I took the bike, okay? It was broad daylight.
Carla, this whole thing is sweet, but... Okay, all right. I like the pointy hat, but are those roof tiles? I don't get it.
It's sandpaper. I'm a sandwich.
Oh my God, that's bad.
Well, thank you, sir. I learned from the worst.
Mm. I don't know. I just don't like them going out after dark. This isn't the town it was a month ago.
Remember when the kids were in, like, third grade and they begged us to throw them a Halloween party? And right as they got all quiet to tell their ghost stories, you came out from around the garage in a hockey mask, revving a chainsaw?
We cleaned up a lot of neon green puke that night.
You always loved Halloween. And they loved how much you loved it. It's just one night, Simon. We can pretend a little.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Atani.
Wow, you guys look insane.
Okay, Hunter, psycho clown. I think you really took your time with the lipstick, buddy. I respect that. Izzy, surprisingly disgusting alien mask you've had since you were six.
Surprisingly smells very weird in here.
All right, Kira, wait. What are you? You got an old man mask and a moon.
It's a letter C. Are you catching my drift?
Wait for it.
Old man in the sea.
Wow, yes? Kira, you are really fitting into this family too well.
Thanks, Mrs. Atani. Izzy has a lot of masks.
Well, Halloween is, like, kind of our thing, right, Dad? Are you coming?
Oh, come on, Dad. Let's try to be normal.
Hunter, you drew your eyebrows on with a Sharpie. Don't lecture me about normal. Anyway, somebody has to stick around and hand out this awful candy.
Okay, well, Mom, are you coming?
I think I'm going to stay home with Dad.
Oh, guys.
Be careful out there. Don't take any candy from strangers, right?
Stay together, okay? Seriously.
We will, Mrs. Atani. Don't worry.
Hey, Hunter, radio for help if anything happens, all right?
Dad, it's okay. I'm okay.
I know. He had the radio on, right?
We can't keep them inside forever.
Yeah, I know.
You think anybody's gonna show?
Yeah, I think. Look out, Hunter.
On your left.
Hey, watch it.
Man, I've seen a lot of fucked up things this month, but adults on scooters is a new low.
Jade, you made it.
Where's your costume?
I'm going as a normal teenager, pre-blackout. Even brought my bricked phone to stare at all night. The alien gets me.
Happy Halloween!
It's hard to breathe in there.
Isla candy apples!
What? No way.
They're twinning so hard.
They both got super excited about this. I think it reminds them of when they were little.
Are you like the third twin now?
Gross. Also, that's called triplets.
Right. Well, it must be nice.
Yeah. They're really good people. I never felt safe like this with my mom.
I can't remember the last time I felt safe. God. Can you imagine wanting to be scared? Like for fun?
You doing okay, Jade?
Yeah. Great.
Yeah?
I mean, hey, haven't popped a pill in almost a month. Just kind of lost its charm.
Yeah, I know.
You haven't, like, told anybody, have
no.
you?
No. Jade, if anybody found out, please tell me you haven't.
No, I haven't said a word. I mean, who would I tell? I hardly see people at all. Everything's so weird. And on top of that, wondering if he's still alive.
I know.
Lately, it feels like the whole world's just going insane.
Oh, my.
Who's that?
It's the Headless Horseman.
Take your mask off.
Dude, we can't hear you.
Sorry. Hard to give a speech with a pumpkin on your head. Welcome, Berlin. It is I, your not-so-headless mayor. I want to thank everybody who helped put this Harvest Fest together. It's a tough month for us, Berlin. We've lost some of our own. May their souls rest in peace. It's a terrible shame about the generator at the old folks' home. But tonight, we celebrate our ability to survive, to keep strong even when the rest of the world is falling apart. We honor the spirits of our ancestors, Hardy, Woodchop, and Dijon-loving bastards, every one of them. And not to get too spooky, but I'd like to think they're amongst us tonight. Maybe, if you listen close, you can even hear them howling in the wind. Live free.
My car won't start.
Someone siphoned gas from all the cars on Main.
You drove here?
It's my gas. Oh. I'll burn it how I want.
They've barely got enough for the generators at the hospital.
Hey, Berlin. Berlin.
Stop it. Everybody calm down.
Whoa, what?
I'm getting out of here.
Jade.
I told you not to go out tonight. No, it's fine. It's fine. You're fine. Oh, fuck, what was that? Who's there?
Hey, babe.
Lincoln!
Anything?
No. I think it's a bus.
And people are staying inside, smart.
Well, they're probably all down at the Harvest Fest having a nice time.
I don't know, maybe.
I think the kids were really hoping you'd show.
Yeah.
How long are you going to stay inside, Simon?
What? I go out every day.
You go to the station and then you come right back home, that's it.
No, I've been canning and cooking, I'm out there chopping wood.
That's not what I'm saying. We're all doing our part, but honey, you're not sleeping. You jump every time a dog barks. I know things are going to get serious pretty quick here with the weather changing, but we're putting up a lot of food. We've got the wood stove, we've got Bill's stash. We're in good shape.
I thought we lost him.
Yeah.
And that's just the world now, right? No ambulances, no phones. Got looters trying to steal your food. And, well, who can blame them? Because that's what I would do if I weren't just dumb lucky enough to have a giant stash that nobody can know about, that this town would kill us for if they found it. And God knows what the hell is going on in Washington. And now some lunatic is stalking me because his kid doesn't come home and mine did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yours did, Simon. And he really needs you right now. We all do. We can't just hide from the world because it's shit now. We have to keep on trying to live.
I'm trying.
Look, who knows? Maybe Lincoln's still out there somewhere. Lincoln, you're... I thought you were...
Did you wonder about me?
You're okay.
I had a lot of time to think about what you guys did out there. I think it all happened for a reason.
Lincoln, I'm so sorry.
Dale never woke up, in case you were wondering.
I'm sorry. Please, don't.
I know you're scared. I was really scared too at first, but then I realized Dale had left me everything I needed to survive. And that was his gift to me. I spent so much time listening to how quiet it was out there. Just sleeping and feeding myself, noticing how that felt. And it felt good, Jake. There were some birds who'd come by. I started feeding them too. They wouldn't always stay when I wanted them. And I realized I was lonely. I still needed another person. And that was a gift, too. I want you to come back with me.
Oh. Back.
You'll like it. I've got so much good stuff. Food, supplies the last years. I made a feeder for the birds. I think they really like it. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm really different now, Jade. I'm changed.
Lincoln, no.
I just want us to be together.
Lincoln, let go of me.
Please. We both made mistakes.
Let go of me.
You're my girl.
No, leave me the fuck alone, Lincoln. I never want to see you again. I never want to see any of you ever again. I never want to see that place again. Everything is so fucked.
Jake, I have nobody else.
Just leave me alone.
Well, this was kind of lame.
People are just a little spooked, Iz.
Who would steal gas from their neighbors?
They're just getting desperate. It's hard to know what's right when you're scared.
Trust me.
Hunter, why won't you tell me what happened out there in the woods?
Nothing. We just got...
Lost, I know. And I can tell you're trying to act like everything's normal, but this is me you're talking to.
Yeah, can we just go home? That's probably what it is.
Oh my God, who is...
Happy Halloween!
Oh, whoa. That was a lot louder than I remember. I'm sorry, everybody.
Dad?
Classic.
Seriously, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Dad.
The truth is, a lot of us were just like Lincoln Wart. We were lost. Nowhere to go. And we couldn't do normal if we tried.
All right. Message sent. But he's been quiet for weeks. If we don't hear back soon, we're sending somebody out there.
Hello?
Hey, you can't be back here. Wait a minute. You're Rick Ward's boy.
Lincoln? What happened to you? What are you doing here?
That right there. That's Morse code. That's the same as Dale's machine.
Yeah. That's who we're trying to reach. How do you...
Where'd all these gallons of gasoline come from?
Don't worry about those. Is Dale with you? We've been trying to reach him.
Oh, Dale's dead.
Hey, this is Scott Conroy, writer and creator of Blackout. If you like what you're listening to, please help us get the word out by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and sharing with your friends. You can find us on Apple Podcasts as well as on EndeavorAudio.com. Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon Attani. Additional cast include Chloe Brooks as Carla Attani, Seychelle Gabriel as Izzy Attani, T.C. Carter as Hunter Attani, Ian O'Brien as Lincoln, Giselle Damier as Jade, Caroline Newton as Kira, Valerie Spencer as Madeline, Jay Pennick as Mayor LaForge, Bradley Wind as Rick, and Julia Henning as Susan. Blackout is created by Scott Conroy, written by Scott Conroy, Nina Baker, and Katrina Albright. Directed by Sean Christensen. Edited by Sean Christensen, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh. Sound supervision and design by Brandon Jones. Engineered and mixed by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Original score and composition by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh. Script coordinators Kevin Haney and Tess Ryan. Recorded at Todd AO Studios. Additional recording at Salt Audio. Casting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Blackout is produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, and Fred Berger. Executive produced by Dave Easton and Hannah Cope. Artwork by Gravillis, Inc. Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.